What springs to mind when you think of the word exile? Exile. We don't tend to think of it as a particularly positive thing. It's normally something that's happened to somebody because they've become an enemy of the state, in the state's opinion, and been sent exiled to another country where they're no longer a danger. Or sometimes people voluntarily, as it were, put themselves into exile because they feel in danger in their homeland. They're not safe there anymore, so they flee abroad and live in exile. Normally these are people, like I say, who are enemies of those who have exiled them or those who they have run away from and gone into exile because of. But listen to the opening verses of this letter we're starting in this new bite-sized series in 1 Peter. Listen to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those chosen, living as exiles dispersed abroad in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. As Peter writes this letter, he's not writing to any one church in one specific location. He's writing to churches dotted around what is modern-day Turkey. All these places mentioned, Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, they were provinces in the Roman Empire, but also in what we would now call Turkey. But as Peter writes to them, he describes them as exiles. These are people who are living as exiles. Now, that doesn't mean, though, that they're in danger from the sovereign or the ruler of their homeland. Not at all. We discover in these verses that they've actually been chosen to be exiles in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. And they've been chosen to be exiles by God. And God is on their side. As Christians, we have to understand that we do live in exile while we're in this world. This world is not our home. That doesn't mean that God has somehow turned against us, the God to whom we belong, not at all. It doesn't mean that we're somehow in exile even though he doesn't want us to be. Again, not at all. This is God's purpose and plan for us in this world, that we live as exiles. What it does mean is that something is up if we feel at home in this world, though. As Christians, then we shouldn't be surprised when we feel uncomfortable with the way the culture around us is going. It should feel uncomfortable because we're exiles. This is no longer this world, our natural habitat. Our government won't always favour us. God does, though. The people we work with who aren't Christians won't always understand why we behave in the ways we do, and we will find the ways they do things strange and difficult because we belong to a different kingdom. We are exiles here in the kingdom of this world. As we work through 1 Peter, we'll unpack more and more of what that means and what it means to live as an exile in this world, but one who is faithful to the kingdom to which they do belong, God's kingdom, God's people, God's chosen nation. So keep tuning in as we go on and find out what it means to live as a faithful exile here and now.